Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, on this wonderful Friday, the 9th of August. And today we've got so much to talk about. We've got a great show planned for you, but I want to lead off here tonight with a discussion or mention of this suspension from suspension from Major League Baseball regarding Alex Rodriguez. And you would have to be living under a rock for the past week or so if you didn't hear about this story. It sort of permeated the news all over sports news and just regular news as well. But it sort of reached a head last night when Mark Cuban, who is the Mavericks owner, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks NBA team, went on the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show, Jay Leno, and talked about how MLB is mistreating Alex Rodriguez in this 211-game suspension. And there's certainly lots of opinions out there on, you know, ESPN, SportsCenter, you know, Chicago Tribune has had, you know, their own take on the matter. But Mark Cuban, being a owner of a professional sports team, certainly has a unique perspective when it comes to dealing with high-profile players and dealing with all of this stuff. So, of course, in the conversation that he had with Jay Leno last night, he said the following. He said, when asked about this, he said, "Horrible. I think it is disgraceful what Major League Baseball is trying to do to him," meaning Alex Rodriguez. "It's not that he doesn't deserve to be suspended. He does. But they have policies in place. First-time offenders, 50 games. Second time, 100 games. 214 games? That's personal. And I got to tell you, my experience with Major League Baseball, and after all this, there's no chance I'm going to be able to buy a team. It's basically become Bud Selig's mafia, and he runs it the way he wants to run it." So, this is not me wanting to do a sports story for you. It's me wanting to talk a little bit about the virtue of justice here this afternoon. Is it just that Alex Rodriguez has been suspended 211 games by the Major League Baseball officials for drug suspension? Just to recap a little bit of the story, if you have not experienced the full thing and some of the facts, Alex Rodriguez was suspended for usage of performance-enhancing drugs for the years 2009, 2010, 2011, and this 2012. He was suspended for using them. He admitted to using them prior to that. So he, because he admitted to using them prior than that, the league office felt that they could go after harder suspension for Alex Rodriguez than just a first-time offense. So we have that. He was suspended. He admitted to it once, did it again in a separate offense in 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012, and was caught under that drug policy. And then, after that period was over, that second period, they decided that they could suspend him for 211 games. Now, as Mark Cuban pointed out, first-time offenders, 50 games. Second-time offenders, 100 games. So if we're going along the lines Mark Cuban is pointing out, he believes that he should be suspended. Alex Rodriguez broke the rules. He didn't just break them once, he broke them twice. So if Major League Baseball wanted to suspend Alex Rodriguez 100 games, I don't think Mark Cuban would have an issue. But where is this 214 games or 211 games coming from? This 211 games suspension stems from the fact that Bud Selig believes that Alex Rodriguez not only took performance-enhancing drugs, but that he encouraged other players to use this biogenesis provider. And he, in addition to that, also wanted to try and cover up his actions by asking people to delete text messages and hamper the investigation when MLB went after him. So Bud Selig added an additional 111-game suspension for that. But here's the thing. Baseball has, and Bud Selig has the power under which he could use to suspend Alex Rodriguez for something like this. It's called the best interest of baseball clause. And Bud Selig did not invoke that clause when adding that the additional suspension for covering it up. He did not use that clause. He only kept it underneath of this 211, underneath the 211 game suspension was just for using performance enhancing drugs. So if you follow what I'm saying, Bud Selig, in my mind, if he wanted to suspend Alex Rodriguez in a just manner, should have gone through and said, or at least in Mark Cuban's mind, should have said, okay, not only are we going to get you for the performance-enhancing drugs and suspend you 100 games, but we are also going to suspend you in the best interest of baseball because you tried to cover this up an additional 111 games. But Selig did not do that. So is this a just sentence for Alex Rodriguez? Now, Alex Rodriguez is completely appealing this decision and is continuing to play. In fact, his first game is tonight back in New York. He played three games against the White Sox earlier this week in Chicago, but now he is going back to New York for the first time and is going to be a circus in town, a complete circus in town in New York tonight. So is A-Rod right to challenge a suspension? Is he going to get things reduced? How is this going to play out? And more importantly, what does this mean for us and the example of these athletes for our society today? We have lots of teenagers. We have lots of college students who can be influenced by the actions of these athletes. And that's where the discussion should be going in our minds today. So, if Alex Rodriguez would have just admitted to steroids, he probably would have been suspended 100 games, and this would all be swept under the rug. That is probably what would have happened. Unfortunately, it did not. So, in a case like this, is it really just for MLB to suspend him in this manner? As a Catholic using a formed conscience, one would have to consider the following. First of all, was he remorseful that he did this? Was Alex Rodriguez remorseful that he did this? So far, Alex has not made any comment because of all these legal proceedings, whether or not he has committed this offense, whether or not he's cheated and lied to people. He hasn't admitted that. That's the first thing that one should expect Alex Rodriguez to do. So MLB should and has grounds to justly suspend Alex Rodriguez if they believe that he has used performance-enhancing drugs and has lied about it. That's where we stand. So yes, I believe it is just that there is a suspension for that. Has it become a personal vendetta over the top from Bud Selig to try and get Rodriguez with an additional year-long suspension, basically? That is the question that we have to, I think, turn just to the catechism for to read about what justice, the virtue of justice, calls for. And let's just read it here. It's paragraph 1807 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, so you can follow along or look it up later yourself. And here's what it says. Justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm will to give their due to God and to neighbor. Justice toward God is called the virtue of religion. Justice toward men disposes one to respect the rights of each and to establish in human relationships the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to the common good. The just man, often mentioned in sacred scripture, is distinguished by habitual right thinking and the uprightness of his conduct toward his neighbor. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but righteousness shall judge your neighbor. Masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly, knowing that you have a master in heaven. And here's the part of the catechism I'd like to put the emphasis on here. Justice toward men disposes one to respect the rights of each and to establish human relationships. The harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to the common good. That last part, with regard to persons and more importantly, the common good, is where we have to look when we are making a distinction here. If we are being just, and baseball is being just and fair, Alex Rodriguez, without a doubt, should be suspended. And even Mark Cuban admitted to that. But justice is also a two-way street. It is to respect the dignity of the person as well that has offended the rules. Is it unfair to tack on more games for breaking the rules, for lying about it? One would have to say, in their minds, yes or no. This is the judgment of men, not of God, but what do you think is fair? Do you think an example needs to be set for children and for all ages? Or is it fair to shorten somebody's career because of this? So this is where justice is, and this gets tricky in these moral situations, but this is real life going on in today's world. And we often don't take the time to stop and think about, is this fair or just? Now, of course, there's going to be a process in which an arbiter makes a decision. Because of an appeal from Alex Rodriguez, there is going to be a decision made by an arbiter to decide whether this is just or not. Meanwhile, he continues to play and swing a bat, and whatever city he goes to, there is a giant circus. An absolute giant circus. So, what do you think? Send us a tweet, give us a call, 262-374-5174. Again, 262-374-5174. Tweet at PWH Ministry or email info@patchworkheart.org. Again, info@patchworkheart.org. These are good things to think about while to ingrain yourself into thinking about this type of thing going on in society. Why? Because this helps in larger issues, with larger life issues, not just somebody else's, to make better decisions, to realize that there is a right, there is a wrong, and there is justice. And as one of my former pastors said, justice is not strapping somebody to an electric chair. God's idea of justice is not that. So I'm not saying Alex Rodriguez, and no one is saying that Alex Rodriguez deserves to be, you know, strapped to an electric chair. It is fairness, but also correction for an offense. So that's what justice is. It's correction for an offense, but it's also being fair. So what is fair in your mind? These are good things to think about, especially when it comes to baseball, because baseball is 162 games every year, and it does not have an eternal consequence most of the time on our souls. So these things are good to talk to your family about, your kids about, and that lying and cheating and stealing and just taking drugs. I mean, all the things that are wrapped up in this is such a good moral lesson to talk to your children about, or have a good family discussion or a parish discussion, because these are the things that will help us form our consciences when our own is on the line. So again, we're going to take a quick break here, but think about this. Send an email. 262-374-5174 is the phone number. info@patchworkheart.org is our email. We'll be right back here on Patchwork Heart Radio and Young Catholics Respond.